The price is wrong, bitch.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Got the whole crew here tonight. Let's get moving with Gigi and Gypsy, motherfucker.
Democrat in Minnesota, I crack your skull, fuck you. You Chicago niggas trying to kill me, but you didn't pull through. Fuck you on Philly, I was just too fast for you. And all you fuckers in Boston, I got something up my ass for you. Do me a Dockzilla, motherfucker. Don't turn your back on me, I'm a motherfucker. See that lie, destroy your life, I'm a motherfucker. I'll steal, I'll rape, I'll break your face, I'm a motherfucker. Try to stab me, no way. In a rack of the jersey we're in, we stuck it to you. You cried for us to stop, but we fucking raped you, you fucking cunt. Call me trash, I'm a motherfucker. I ain't gonna kiss nobody's ass, I'm a motherfucker. I'm a slut, scum, smelling faggot freak, I'm a motherfucker. And I don't fit in nobody's scene, I'm a motherfucker. Motherfucker, I'll use you up until I'm through. I'm a motherfucker. To get what I want, I'll step on you. I'm a motherfucker. In New York City with a knife in your throat, I shit on you. In the fucking face, I stole from all of you. Spent some time in an emergency room for calling me to Dallas. Many nights we spent in jail, but they just can't fucking nail us. I'm a penny waiting for change, I'm a motherfucker. And I hate every fucking nail, I'm a motherfucker. And I got split personalities, I'm a motherfucker. And the bomb took it inside of me, I'm a suicidal motherfucker.
I am rock and roll.
How many people out there like to drink?
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Glad to have you guys on, and for once, it's been a while,
woo!
But we got the whole Pogo crew here. Let's get started with the introductions and say what's up to the lovely Rude Girl Jessica.
What is up, Pogo Land? I am so psyched. Everybody's here. It's going to be fun. We got good banter. Stick around.
All right, let's say what's up to the fellas, and I'm talking about Sean Bedlam and that crusty fucker, Josh.
Yo, what the fuck is going on, Pogo City? It's been way too long since we've all been here.
We're a few deep, too.
How you doing, Josh?
Yeah, we are.
I'm just happy that
that's how it's supposed to be.
I'm just happy that you're keeping that ugly Rick thing over there in the corner. It's like kind of like the retarded
kid. I like that.
I love that guy.
It's kind of like the retarded kid drew a really ugly picture, but the parents keep the you know,
keep, you, keep you drew it, like, the really ugly picture.
Magneted to
the
fridge.
He's the retarded kid, is what
yeah,
he's saying.
Yeah, like you know, your retarded kid fucking draws a really ugly picture, and they keep it. Their
that,
parents
that
keep it
thing,
on the fridge. Just
that thing
you know,
needs to be here forever.
Good.
Janelle
though.
And Larry are on their way.
It will. Oh yes, and I guess we will be having Janelle.
She said she
and
misses
Larry,
my beautiful face.
Mrs. Parasitics
Larry
and Larry. You like how I Larry introduced
Larry
Sittix.
You like how I introduced Janelle before I intro Larry.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Sorry, Larry. She's a little prettier than you.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Like I said, I got to figure out who's all up loud like that. Looking at the levels there, we're clipping.
Might
clipping.
Be me.
I don't know. Got to pull somebody back. But all right. Well, right before we got this show started, it's 8:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys are listening to
Pogo City Radio.
Right before we got this show started, I had to, I was listening to the blank set that I recorded.
All aboard!
From the punk block party like 2 weeks ago. We did it live on the U Rock Network. And, I had to edit out and take some pictures from the gig. And I put up a little slideshow video 22 minutes ago, according to YouTube. So why don't we, check it out now. Here's Blank 77 live at the Punk Block Party on Pogo City Radio. Search and destroy.
I think Gabe and Paul fucked this one up.
Oh, fucking Gabe and Paul.
All right.
We're not Tokyo. Drunk. We're not drunk.
Let's have some fun.
Right, Blank 77 live at the Punk Block Party on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Motherfucking radio, bitches.
PogoCityRadio.com. Now remember, like I said, you guys can go over to Pogo City Radio's YouTube, play that shit as much as you fucking want, and what the fuck else was I gonna say? I don't know, share it or something. Oh, check out the pictures.
Stuff
it's all
it.
Pictures from the gig. So maybe you're in them if you were there. Go check them out. I know Frank
Most
Mayhem
likely.
Was there. Our boy Timmy Fi, you know, P-Berg.
Rude Girl Jessica.
He was in there. Jessica is in 80% of the pictures. Not going to lie.
I took 80%
of the pictures.
Most of the pictures
in the video are selfies with Jessica and people from the game.
I took them all. Good.
Yeah,
that's how it should be. All right. It should be the center of attention
it's funny.
All the time.
Somebody else, right?
It's funny because Jessica Jessica was, I gotta pull myself back. I think it's myself getting all those clips. Jessica was talking a bunch of shit on Facebook yesterday, saying how lame it is when people take selfies, and the whole entire fucking video is you taking selfies.
Asshole. Yeah, I'm a girl, though. I was saying that it's lame. I think it's kind of lame if guys take selfies constantly. And it caused a lot of controversial talk on Facebook.
Lots of controversy.
And I didn't mean for it to be an issue. I was just fucking around. But still, I do still think it's lame if guys take selfies all the time with their shirt off. Like, oh, baby. You know what I mean? Like, girls can do it. They're
Pardon
cute.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Girls are cute. They can do it. Because, like, girls get all ready. They get their makeup. They get their hair did, you know, they take their pictures, whatever.
I think I've taken one, like, selfie.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
My whole life.
So was, you even know it that it's lame when a guy takes a selfie.
Somebody cut my mohawk really nice, and I was like,
see?
You know what I mean?
But
and it was like month one on Facebook, and I was like,
know,
that's really lame.
You know deep down that everybody's like, yeah, she's right. It is lame.
I don't know. Plenty of people thought you were quite wrong.
Maybe, but you know what? I'm right. When it comes down to it, I'm right.
It's funny. I was talking about how we put that track, that Blanks track,
I'm
up
always
on YouTube,
right.
And I got it muted right now. And the next thing to pop up on YouTube is the Pogo Crew at a separate Blank 77 show.
I see myself. Next,
yeah, I see myself and Jessica. I think Josh,
Jessica.
You and Josh are fucking
Vodka
chicken fighting somewhere at QXT's.
Yeah, yo, Sean always looks like he's like, duh. Every time I see a picture or a video of Sean, he's looking at the camera like, really? What is happening right now? Am I on acid? I don't know. Like,
did somebody put a bunch of tabs in my beer?
What's all these little pieces of paper floating around in my beer?
Somebody put something in my drink.
All right. Let's get back to the motherfucking music. Gonna be a fun night tonight. Here's You by Bad Religion.
There's a place where everyone can be happy. It's the most beautiful place in the whole fucking world. It's made of candy canes and planes and fried red choo-choo trains and the meanest little boys, most innocent little girls, and you know.
Some Bad Religion on Pogo City Radio.
Johnny's favorite band.
Yeah, for Johnny. Why not?
Because religion is bad.
Johnny. All right. So that Blank show that we went to a couple months ago. Not Blank show. My bad. It was UK subs
and
the virus. All right. We all crash it at Colin's place.
That
right?
was a fun night.
Sean,
there's a lot of people there. We're fucking hanging out. We're all under the influence.
Are we?
It's like I claim Colin's couch is downstairs, right? So fucking, it's like 7:30 in the goddamn morning. Like, I don't, it had to have been at least then. And like, I'm trying to get a little bit of sleep because I got to drive home. And fucking Josh and Johnny are sitting on the couch that I am trying to sleep on at the exact same time.
And you're sleeping on it? Oh,
my God. I'm not sleeping. I'm trying to fucking sleep. But Josh and Johnny are sitting there watching, like, fucking... some comedian. It was, they were talking about Mitch Hedberg. Or it was Mitch Hedberg. I can't remember. I was like, are these motherfuckers serious right now? Like, God damn it. I was so mad.
Trying to fucking sleep,
it might have been Doug Stanhope.
Oh, I love him.
That sounds right. I think he mentioned Mitch Hedberg, which is, Mitch Hedberg just sticks out in my
because
mind.
Because he was like Doug best Stanhope friends with hilarious. Doug Stanhope. Before he died.
That was still a good night though. Like, I'm not mad about it now, but it's funny.
It was a great night. It was fun.
Like, what the fuck, guys?
Mike had his Clementine friend the whole night.
you were angry about it when it was happening. But Mike had a stress ball.
Mike Blank's stress ball was a Clementine the whole night.
Yeah, so was mine. Mike gave me an orange, a Clementine. I was like, this is fucking awesome right now.
Clementines. Ah, yes.
Why was it so awesome? You'll never know.
Clementine is the reason that you didn't wake up and kill me and Johnny.
All right.
Sure.
Let's get to a band that, you know, Blanks and them used to tour with. Here's the business with Outlaw.
Hell yeah.
The business on Pogo City Radio. Let's keep these tunes rocking right along with Chaos UK and The Alcoholic. Pogo City
Radio. Yes, 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 it's a fantastic house, Nicholas. Oh, now, have you got any dirty films?
No.
You bastard!
I'm an alcoholic, and I just love the kick. I'm trembling my words, got a glazy stare, cause I'm addicted.
As Sean pours a glass of vodka. The mics are unmuted. So, yeah, all right. I think Jessica said they're here, so I'm assuming, and then ran out of the room. So I'm assuming Janelle and Larry are here, but I don't know. It could be someone else. Seems like we're having house guests tonight. It's nice. It's been a while. Let's see who ends up.
The more the merrier.
The more the merrier. But yes, 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 yes. Let's see who ends up. I don't know. I got my money. I don't know. Josh, are you drinking liquor tonight?
If I run out of beer, fuck yes.
Oh, all right. So he's not drinking liquor yet, so never mind. I was going to say Josh will probably be the one puking.
Josh will be the one falling asleep.
Yeah, right. Jessica will be the one crawling across the floor.
Hey, I already took a nap tonight, so you know,
I don't want to hear anything about how I had to wake up at 4 o'clock this morning because I work Fridays now, so I do the exact same shit.
I wake up at 4:30 every morning.
Yeah, so do I. So Josh, come on.
Well, yeah, we all wake up at 4:30 every morning.
Stay awake. Be conscious.
Well,
at least till we're done here. I mean, then pass the fuck out. Whatever.
I pass out wherever the fuck that I want.
Fall down the stairs.
I remember fucking the last time Larry was here, yo. You're passed out on the mixer board. He taps me on the shoulder. He's like, yo, does he like take pills or like do dope? I'm like, nah, man. He's just drunk. Chanel was like, I told you so. People just know you as the dude who's passed
Josh
out
from,
in the pictures.
Josh from Asbury. Right?
Yeah, that's what
you called him. Sean, the first time I met Sean, he was like, oh, I've never met you, but I've only ever seen pictures of you asleep. I've never actually seen you awake. The other Sean, the Sean from...
From Sick 86, Punk Block Party Sean.
Yeah,
there are a lot of pictures on the internet of you asleep, mostly from here.
All right. Well, I have Larry shaking my hand right now. We'll get him and Janelle on a mic in a second. Let's move with the Defects and dance.
Janelle says, hey, Asbury.
All right, we got the Defects on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody.
We got
Larry and Janelle here. Janelle, you want to say hi?
Hey.
Yeah. We got the lovely Mrs. Parasitics. We have Larry standing up drinking a beer
Larry,
in the middle of the room. I don't
hello,
even think
Larry.
He realizes.
Hello, Larry.
They've graced
hello,
us with their
Larry.
Presence.
Oh, it's Larry.
Larry.
There we go.
It's Larry.
So, Larry, how
hello,
was...
Hello, Larry.
How was War at the Shore, Larry?
It was nice.
Was it a war?
They played fantastic.
No, it was a great time. It was very
played
fantastic.
Very family affair.
It was a nice time. No, it was great.
So, how were the boils?
The boils were fantastic.
Yeah,
They were, and it had been a very long time since I had seen the
boils.
That
was the first time I did.
I hadn't seen the boils, like, seriously since, like, 2000.
Yeah, last one. Yeah, yeah. I've never seen the Boyles.
Philly guys.
So
honestly, every band that plays Society.
Philly guys. They sing songs about the Flyers and shit. They're fucking awesome.
Yep.
Boo.
Every band that
Fuck
played
you.
Was pretty fantastic.
Go Flyers.
Awesome. But, awesome.
Yeah. But Legion 76 is fantastic.
Well,
so
I don't know.
Good.
They might be. Coming to this neck of the woods sometime soon, but this little nothing official yet. Nothing official, but maybe we'll have them in
like,
the Lehigh
don't
Valley
tell
soon.
funny thing is,
it's
is
a
that,
leak.
Like, when we played Delaware, that One Way System show, do you remember that when that happened?
Yeah.
They were talking to us about doing like we were probably talking about to them more about like doing like a split with them.
Awesome.
And we didn't act on it, so I brought it back up this weekend during War at the Shore, and they were like, "Well, stand in line." So it was like, "Fuck!"
but you hadn't been first in line like from before, right? Like,
yeah, but they're busy and they're doing very well, and they're doing well. They're doing very well.
You're talking
so
the mic,
like, oh yeah. So, but so that's the I was talking to Chris.
Come on, Larry, you're a musician. Keep the mic by your mouth.
They're the worst ones.
I know. Right?
But I was talking to Chris, and he basically said, like, we'd love to, but, like,
get in line.
Take a number, you know? Like, it was like, yeah. which I think is awesome, but it was like, fuck. Like, we should have, like, you know, we should have fucking done it when it was, you know,
when it was there,
you know?
Feasible.
Could you play that card, though? You could have been like, well, I asked you, like, whatever.
I would never do that. I would never. No. So, but no, they're awesome. And they're like the nicest guys ever. They put that whole fucking festival on, so.
That's really cool.
Oh, do they? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Eric and Chris from Legion 76, they put the whole thing on, and it really was a great time. It really was.
So maybe in the future we'll see a Parasitics Legion 76 split.
Maybe way on down the line.
I would love to just see a Parasitics full.
Well,
just them would be fantastic.
Eventually.
Yeah, but, that was just a fun little story.
In the cards.
You know, but,
good morning.
Saying,
I have
if
my
happen,
cold
maybe,
beer.
Maybe.
You have your cold beer? If not,
here we go. Here's some
Paris. You are fucking jabroni.
All right, let's do a little alcohol withdrawal. Coming off the getting blasted split from those boys in the Parasitics, coming straight out of Heberg.
Starts off with a couple of beers. Bunch of the boys all yell and cheer. Local band starts to jam. Race to see how many we can slam. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. When there's no more beers to be had, that's the only time that we get mad. Bottles, cans, bottles, mugs. Give us booze, fuck your ass. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's
mask off, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Drink, 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 drink. Drink, 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 drink. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
The Parasitics on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Motherfucking radio, bitches.
All right, let's do one for Paul. Here's The Clash with Jenny Jones. Right, so we're having a little discussion about The Clash, and what it is Paul from The Parasitic seems to really hate The Clash. So now Larry and Sean, we're going back and forth.
What's wrong with you, Paul?
All of us are in a full agreement that first album, the green one,
fantastic.
The self-titled, awesome. We all love it.
Yeah,
and then, like, to be honest, a lot of it after that, it's real. Larry said pick and choose, and I hear what you're saying. Now,
it's
also,
it's a good way to describe
Larry and
it,
Sean,
yeah.
You guys were saying you're really down with Rock the Casbah. I didn't even like that song when I was a little kid.
I did.
I'm a huge
80s like new wave fan, uh-huh. And I thought that
like 999. That's so new wave.
I fucking
so
love 999. But we're
but
Jessica, we're not
like
talking about 999. We're talking about The Clash.
Okay, I
apologize, so,
Larry.
Anyway, yeah, like Rock the Casbah. I'm talking about just songs now. After the first album, I said,
and then
pick
not
and choose
like certain albums, but you can like. You can pick and choose. Like
absolutely.
Said, pick and choose.
And I
songs
like.
Songs you like off certain albums.
Like I said, I like.
Rock the Casbah is one of those songs like.
Well, it's
I'm,
a pop hit.
I'm not gonna,
it's a pop
when I think
hit.
Of Clash, I don't
just,
think
just
that
like.
Song.
Just like, should I stay?
On,
should I go?
I do love
Should
I Stay
or Should
I
Go?
And I do love Train in Vain. I do love Train in Vain.
Absolutely.
But like the fucking London Calling, that's really where you see a change. And that album's a complete split for me. I love London Calling and Brand
I like
New
London
Cadillac.
Calling also.
But
yeah.
Like when I hear Lost in the Supermarket, like I kind of want to. I kind of want to shoot
police on my back.
Like, yeah. Oh, I love police on my back.
Can we do a twofer?
I love. What the fuck? Why not?
Thank you for the rude.
All right, but talk
do,
while I like bring it up because it's not.
Okay, Larry, keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but all right. So like, anyway, LaQuash, like, yeah, after the self-titled, is like,
it's fantastic. Are you,
Career Opportunities is one of my favorite songs ever.
Garage Band.
Yeah. We're a garage band. Oh, we come from garage land.
Larry, are you sure you don't want to be a vocalist? Are you sure you don't want to be the vocalist?
I should be the vocalist.
So, while we're talking about Larry singing, what's going on next weekend at Mother's?
Ooh, so all right. Excited.
We have a big show lined up at Mother's next weekend. It's Oi Scouts. Dirty Work from Canada, from Canada, Alcohol Fueled.
Baron Marys?
Baron awesome, Marys. Dude. I fucking love Baron Marys.
We blew them on here a couple
times. They're so good. They are so good.
I've never
love
heard
them.
Of them before.
They're very good. We've played with them a few times.
They're terrible.
They're terrible. But you guys love them.
I'm kidding.
That's cool.
Yeah, no. Definitely.
No, but the Baron Marys, I fucking love them so much. Like, I really, they're a very good band. And if you haven't heard, of them,
fucked up and go
you
down
need
to
yeah,
that
so come you need, by you need to listen to them. They're fantastic.
That's going
they
down
really
next
are.
Friday at Mother's. If you guys listened to the last episode of Pogo City Radio, I said it was going down this Friday. Realized like while I was on the show, I think I'm wrong, and then I was kind of disappointed because I was planning on getting done here
too,
all
to
early
honest.
Tonight, and then I was going to go to the show. But I guess we're doing that next weekend.
But Andrew, the very next day. We're playing in Philadelphia with the Pinkerton Thugs.
Ooh, there you go.
Which is
Paul and Sue.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
And,
nice
well, I hope it. I've heard that they sometimes they don't show up. It's been like hard to like get them to actually come to a place and play. I hope that doesn't happen because I've been a fan of them since they started.
Oh, well, I know that Paul's excited about this show. He was telling me they had some new T-shirts designed up or something. He said they only ever had one T-shirt, and he was all excited one night because I guess they just drew it up, and he just gave it to the guy, and he was telling me.
I have a question. Yeah.
So I know they're pretty pumped about the show. Where's it going down at? What's your question? I'm confused now. Jess?
I have a question. What is Pinkerton?
Is that a question to me?
I don't know to anybody that knows what the fuck Pinkerton is.
The Pinkerton Thugs is like an actual like no. The Pinkerton Thugs is like a thing in history that I don't know the answer to.
Somebody Wikipedia.
They named their band. They named their band after the Pinkerton Thugs, which is I feel like I feel like you've made Jessica me feel like a fool because I don't know
fool.
The answer to that. I should maybe I should
no
or maybe I shouldn't.
So,
I don't know.
But it is
Pinkerton Thugs is like I don't know the answer to that.
We have to figure this out.
But it actually is like a thing.
We
got to
figure this out.
Maybe we should Google
it
afterwards.
I thought it was a place.
No, it was like a there were actual Pinkerton Thugs in history.
Okay.
And I don't know exactly the details or what they did, but it's a thing.
I'll Google it.
It's like an English thing.
I'll plug this whole lineup
British.
Real quick. Is that a free show, Larry?
It is a free show with a $5
donation,
which is very important, people.
$5. What the hell is
and the only reason why it's suggested and not mandatory is because Mother's isn't, it's not like, it's open to the public, but
this mic stand.
But if you're coming to see the bands, give some, even if it's not $5, donate something.
From especially when you guys
stay
coming
for the
from
whole show.
I remember 21 rounds and we're playing for beer. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, you got people coming down from Canada. Let's get them, you got to get them some gas money. You know what I'm saying?
We have two bands coming down from Canada.
Gabe would be here every goddamn night if he had the
Is
gas money
to get
here. To get
him here.
So. There's a band called Alcohol Fueled on the bill. Are they from Canada too? I've heard of them, but I don't know them really.
We've played with both bands several times. It's Alcohol Fueled and Dirty Work. They're both from Canada.
I know they're both fantastic.
I've seen Dirty Work.
At Mother's, actually.
You should get to know Alcohol Fueled also, because they're also fantastic.
That is Parasitic, but let's get back. Scouts, Dirty Work, Alcohol Fueled, the Baron Marys, and Anti-Citizen next Friday at
Mother's.
It's
going to be awesome.
Yes. Yay. All right,
so let's figure out what Pinkerton Thugs means while we check out Police on My Back.
Good job, Sean.
Why is this, like, taking so fucking... We're gonna listen to Defiance's ripoff, actually. Sorry. Right now, I got a live tape where, who is it? I guess it's Gilby Clark saying, this song's dedicated to bands like Rancid, Green Day, and The Offspring. But let's just keep going with Fuck the Mods and the Exploited.
Come on.
gonna go with some Jesus Has a Place for You. Rock before the leftover track on. All right, that was a leftover crack on Pogo City Radio.
Now, fist bumps around the house.
As that song was playing, we were talking about the origins, if you will, of Pogo City Radio, the genesis. But yeah, I guess basically, if you guys don't know, well, actually, let's just say it. Last month, we had 7,000 people listen to us, actually download us.
Awesome.
So that's even more plays. We had 7,000 downloads.
Have,
so all Pogo, you bands,
we started by getting fucked up.
Asbury Boy.
We just wanted to have fun and get fucked up. Oh, Josh's new nickname is Asbury Boy.
Asbury Boy.
But we,
what is wrong with the fucking mic stand?
7,000 listeners last month, but I had a point of what I was saying. I got distracted, but yeah, so thanks for listening to us.
He hit me in the head first.
Yes, absolutely. Last month.
Hell yeah,
dude. On pace to do
that's
better.
Regularly,
too.
That's pretty awesome,
all you
actually.
Bands that were playing, thank you.
Yo, 7,000 people care about what
no,
we're saying?
No, you don't have to thank
that's
me.
Awesome.
Thank the ones listening and downloading.
Thanks, guys.
Man.
That's what I'm saying. All you bands that we're playing, like, hit us up with more stuff.
Hell yeah.
Because people are hearing it.
I don't listen every weekend.
Ooh.
No.
Not every time, but I listen at work.
That's great, man. We appreciate that.
It's like, don't patronize me.
I'm not trying. I'm being serious. We do, though. No, yeah, I didn't mean that. Larry.
From the bottom of my heart, I really do mean it.
Thank you.
We've said before.
Thank you.
We try.
We've said before, and I'll say it again. Pogo City Radio has totally grown legs, and like we're like a fucking spider now. We got like.
It takes dedication, though. It does.
It's all because of people listening.
Hell yeah. Yo, our second highest state of listeners, guess who
absolutely.
It is?
Absolutely.
Well, no, we're
California.
We can't
state.
Be like,
I said state, but yes.
Oh, I didn't hear what you. I just.
Yeah,
I was,
California yeah. is our second.
Oh wow, you're
like
really
listened.
Trying to shame me tonight, Jeff.
No, of course not. Never.
Nah, I'm
Larry.
Just kidding. No, but seriously, like I.
I'm sorry. I don't want you to feel that way.
No.
State?
I'm just fucking
New
with
Jersey.
You. But
Jersey?
Yeah.
No, no, no. The first state is Pennsylvania. The second state is California. No, our first state is Pennsylvania because that's all, you know. The locals.
No, like,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
No, but statistically, it's Pennsylvania number one, New Jersey number two.
No, it's California number two.
California number two.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jersey, yeah. California,
the
we got
states.
A. It's almost as big as Pennsylvania. But that's why when you go to the shows in California, there's fucking 3,000
yeah.
people there.
No,
and
but
I,
you know what
I mean?
A big part of that is?
Been,
we had the Boy Scouts
keeps
on.
Telling me. We have to play them. And
hell yeah, you do.
It's
you
a
do,
completely
though.
Different. And I,
they're
like,
all about punk rock
you know,
out there.
I love it. I think that's great, but I don't want
to
hear it.
I know.
Because I'm East Coast. Yeah.
It's where
welcome.
We drink
and
the
you
most.
Know what, Andrew?
Welcome
you should. Andrew,
coast.
You should play that song next.
All right.
That's
here we
where
go.
We drink
we're gonna
the
find
most.
The. We're gonna get the wretched ones.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited
that
about
is
that.
Like my one of my favorite bands from New Jersey, dude.
Oh fuck yeah!
This is one of my favorite. Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Somebody talk while I type
W-R-E-T-C-A.
This in.
W-R-E-T-C-A.
That is the wretched one.
Yeah.
Andrew, you really got you really got to play the music
I'm introducing
faster.
A couple people to
I agree.
Pogo City
I agree,
radio.
Andrew. I
all right,
agree.
Here's a quick story.
Fucking
I saw,
illiterate bastard.
We, one of the last times I saw the wretched ones was at the Meat Locker
you got to see
in
them?
Montclair, New Jersey.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Saw them. It was one of
them.
Oh, I got to see them. I've seen them. Countless numbers of times. One of the last times I saw them was at the Meat Locker in New Jersey, and we were it's such a like an up close and personal
yeah.
type
there's
of
that
venue.
Pole
with that
and,
pole
and,
in the
and we were hanging out with, and it's funny because as much as I love them and it's so cool and all the people that like I know people that are like very close to them. I don't even know the lead singer's name.
Yo,
I love them, but I don't even know his name.
But
anyway,
the
lead singer came out, like was hanging out with us, and we're talking to him. And Paul goes up to him and goes, "So do you guys work?" He looks at him and just like with a puzzled face was like,
"Get home from work."
The guy's literally dressed in dirty jeans, dirty jeans, work boots, work boots, and a dirty T-shirt. He was like, "Yeah,
beer,
yeah,
right?
yeah, we work. We're not famous."
The wretched ones on Pogo City. I agree, they need to do a reunion for Pogo. All right, everybody, we'll be right back with more from Larry, Janelle, Sean, Josh, the Rude Girl, Jessica, and yours truly, Andrew, motherfucking Bedlam.